Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:45 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Open testimony today in the House impeachment inquiry starting in just a few minutes.
Two.
Kansas Board of Education member Steve Roberts is running for the seat of retiring U.S. Senator Pat Roberts.
One.
Wichita City Council approves grant money toward a pilot project to narrow Douglas Street downtown. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident now. Watch out for this potential slowdown. Eastbound Kellogg at Rock Road is the intersection, too.
Kellogg,
yes.
Rock, okay.
Yeah, avoid that area if you can for the time being. Again, that's eastbound Kellogg at Rock Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and a bit warmer today with a high of 51 degrees. Yesterday's high was 33. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, the overnight low 27. Then Thursday, sunny, with a high of 49. Now partly cloudy sky, south wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. The temperature is 27 degrees, and that gives us a wind chill of 14. 8:46 now, Steve and Ted here on
14
KNSS.
14 degrees.
Yeah, it's still pretty nasty out there this morning. Just a reminder, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we have the Glenn Beck program, as always, here on KNSS, and they are promising to air long segments of the impeachment coverage throughout the show. So be listening to Glenn Beck, and you'll be getting some updates on what's happening with on Capitol Hill. Now, of course, listening to KNSS is easy. You can find us at FM, on FM at 98.7, AM at 1330. But you can also listen online at knssradio.com through the radio.com app. So several ways for you to listen to KNSS and not miss out a thing on those hearings today. An investigation is launched after medical waste washed up on shore in California.
This is House Call for Health, an investigation underway in Venice Beach, California. More than 100 pieces of medical waste washing up on a beach, which had to be closed for a few hours over the weekend. Lifeguards noticed the supplies and notified several agencies, including the Public Health Department. Captain Marco Rodriguez, an ocean lifeguard specialist with the Los Angeles County Fire Department.
Some of those needles were exposed, and we had several hundred people walking along the beach barefoot. This is absolutely unnormal. This is, we occasionally find one or two syringes throughout, you know, once a day or throughout the day. And then Beaches and Harbors, the Department of Beaches and Harbors, in their morning cleanup, they also find needles. But to find several hundred pieces is definitely abnormal.
In addition to needles, tubes and lancets used to prick fingers were also found. The beach has been reopened while the investigation continues. Officials aren't sure how the medical waste ended up on shore. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Gasoline prices surged, causing U.S. consumer prices to rise last month at the fastest pace since March. Labor Department says its consumer price index rose 0.4% in October after a flat reading in September. Gasoline prices, after drops in August and September, jumped 3.7% last month. And excluding volatile energy and food prices, so-called core consumer inflation rose just 0.2% in October. Overall, consumer prices rose 1.8% over the past year, just below the Federal Reserve's 2% target. Despite last month's climb, gasoline prices are down 7.3% since October of 2018. So gasoline prices still a bit of a bargain compared to what they have been. U.S. stock indexes edged mostly higher in late afternoon trading Tuesday as an early rally that had the market on track for another all-time high lost momentum. Gains in healthcare, technology, and communication services stocks outweighed losses in energy companies and elsewhere in the benchmark S&P. The Dow finished unchanged. The NASDAQ composite gained 21 points, and the S&P closed up 4 points. As I understand it, the last time that the Dow changed virtually unchanged was about 6 years ago. So the Dow's always up and down. Yesterday, it was just pretty much flat. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. How about a name for Wichita's baseball team today? Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, today is the day the AAA baseball team is supposed to announce its choice for team name. Be prepared. Funky, unusual nicknames are no longer the exception in the minor leagues. For example, there are the Crawdads, the River Dogs, and Flying Squirrels. The WBJ put together a list of top nicknames from around the country. The Wichita name is expected to be announced late this afternoon. Wichita has approved up to $23 million in industrial revenue bonds for Spirit AeroSystems. The revenue is to be used to help finance Spirit's 150,000-square-foot Global Digital Logistics Center at the northern end of its campus. Wichita pitched in $3 million to help pay for it. Sedgwick County gave $7 million. And U.S. companies continue to hold off on spending money to expand their factories and buy new equipment. Capital expenditures grew 3.2% in the third quarter. That's about the same as the second quarter, but it's way below the expenditures after last year's tax reforms were enacted. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Of course, we're going to have some live coverage this afternoon on Sports Radio KFH. Jed?
Yes.
They're going to be apparently out there at the spot we're going to make the announcement about the mascot. And that's going to be after the show is over. It's at 6:15, I think. There's Tony Deusing, our program director at KFH and KNSS, was just telling me that they're going to have live. They're going to be out there at the scene waiting for the announcement. But that's coming up around 6 o'clock this afternoon. So,
yeah.
If you're not familiar with what's been going on, we have a new AAA baseball team coming to Wichita. And we are a farm club of, who are we a farm? Miami, is it, Jad?
Yeah, I believe
yeah.
So.
And we were the New Orleans team, the Baby Cakes before.
The New Orleans Baby Cakes. Hopefully we won't still be the Baby Cakes.
yeah, it could be the Prairie Cakes or something like that.
The Wichita Prairie Cakes.
Prairie Cakes. Of course, it's all part of the new stadium that's being constructed right now. And that's progressing very nicely. You can see it from as you go through the town on 54-400. You can see it over there going under, being under construction. I guess they put down the new sod here a few days ago.
So yeah.
They've already got the grass growing out there, which is a good sign.
Okay, going back just a second to the Wichita Prairie Cakes. I've got the mascot.
Okay, finally, Jed's got
a great big fluffy buffalo chip.
The buffalo chips. The chips.
Mm. Well, no, just call it the Prairie Cakes.
Prairie Cakes. All right.
It's just a new name for a buffalo chip. There we go.
Well, there you go. Now, we look at the past here. We've been doing some history this morning about baseball in Wichita. And, of course, we've had over the years, at times, we have been affiliated with major league teams, including the Milwaukee Braves and, I believe, the Seattle team for a while, maybe the Pilots. Also the Cubs, the Cubs, of course, the Royals and the Cleveland Indians, just some that I remember. Many, many years ago, we had the Wichita Indians, and then we had the Wichita Braves, the first team I can remember seeing, as a kid about 6 or 7 years old, and they were a AAA for the Milwaukee. Then you had the Arrows came to town about the time my career started in radio in 1970, the Arrows came to town, and we had them for many, many years. Because that team was owned by Milt Glickman. You know who Milt Glickman was? Dan Glickman, our local congressman for years, that was his dad.
Okay.
And Milt was an interesting man, a great character. He was the owner of the Arrows. We had the Pilots for a while. Of course, we had the Wranglers, double-A farm team of the Royals.
One of the first broadcasts I ever did was Wranglers.
The Wranglers?
Baseball.
Okay. Yeah. And then you had the Wingnuts. So that's kind of the history of the mascots here over the years. And they've all been okay, acceptable as far as I'm concerned. But as Bill was saying, we're in an era and a day when something outrageous could be coming our way. And I don't know what that means.
Yeah, we could be looking at a real strange-sounding name.
Well, but, you know, it's AAA, which means, you know, you're one step below the bigs. And you're going to see guys coming through here, players coming through here, not only for our home team, but the visiting teams. You're going to see some great talent coming through here.
Yeah.
Guys who are just that far from the bigs. And sometimes you'll see somebody from a major league player on rehab come down and be here for a while. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited about baseball and here in the new stadium, and it is going to open up in the spring of 2020. So it's an exciting time, and we'll see who the mascot is later today. And we'll tell you about it, of course, tomorrow morning with Steve and Ted. We'll have full coverage.
Yep.
Today, by the way, is World Kindness Day.
World Kindness Day.
You're encouraged to spread kindness like an infectious cold. Well, share it with more than usual, because studies show when others observe kindness in action, they are more likely to carry out an act of kindness too. So World Kindness Day. My wife, Shelley, suffering from a cold, and I got her the chicken soup yesterday. She should be good to go today, getting better. Coming up at 9 o'clock, open testimony today in the House Improvement Inquiry. We've got news at 9 o'clock, and of course, Glenn Beck after that, and he's going to have some coverage as well. So keep it right here at 1330. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, Wichita.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.